Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tamia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was trying to reopen a claim that I filed back in October.
Okay. Can I have your social?
585-77-4901.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My mic head went out. Can you say it for me again?
585-37-4901.
4901? Yes. Okay, so that was 585-37-4901?
77.
Oh, 77. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And for verification, can I have your first and last name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Giovanna Castillo, October 1st, 1987, Austin.
Okay, and what was your date of birth?
October 1st, 1987.
And your mother's maiden name?
Austin.
Okay. Do you currently have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And English is your preferred language, correct?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11th.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
I have a ID.
Okay, and what's that the ID number?
1782316.
Okay, so is this the Alabama driver's license? ID, correct? Okay, so the first number is not a 1, it's an I. I just be telling people that sometimes because I know some people don't know. But it's an I, not a 1. Because it was in the system, but I had to re-verify it for you, and it had a 1. So I would change it to an I for you.
Okay.
Okay, so that was I-78-2316.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the options for direct deposit or the Alabama Vantage prepaid card, which will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. If you have a direct deposit, we prefer. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. If you have a checking or savings account, we prefer direct deposit. Which one would you prefer? Direct deposit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And will this be a checking or savings account? Okay, can I have the routing number and the bank account number?
I can't find my stuff. I'll have to. Is there any way I could call back and get that information? Or?
Yes, ma'am. You can call and just update.
Okay.
Update your
Is that something I can do, like on the well, I don't know, cause the main issue is that the.
Well, hold on, cause it took me back. Okay, I'm sorry. It took me out of the client. Can I have your social again?
585-77-4901.
I'm sorry. Say the last four again.
4901.
Okay. Yes, but you can call it. You can call back and update that, and they'll update it for you once you call back. But right now, I'm going to put you for the benefits card, but either way, when you still call to update it, they'll change it for you.
Okay.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me?
3813. Wizard Road, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
Okay, and what's the good phone number? Is it the number you're calling back from, which is 256-424-5922?
Yes.
Okay, is your residence the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
And has your address changed since last year? Since the last time you filed, I'm sorry.
I can't remember. I had to call back because I was having issues with claiming on the website a few months back, and then they were telling me that there were issues with them not being able to get a hold of the employer, and then he just told me, well, honestly, this takes a couple months and everything, so it's probably not worth your time, and so I kind of figured, well, I probably had a job by then, but I didn't think it was going to be as hard to find another job.
Okay. So, I have your address as 3813 Greaser Road. Is it Northwest?
Yes.
Okay, Northwest Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
Yes.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Cardiac, electrophysiology. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's a internal medicine. Critical care, pain management, pulmonary disease, or none of the above. I'm sorry, ma'am, which one it was?
None of the above.
None of the above. Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Florence, Hoover, Ardmore, or none of the above?
Ardmore.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1721 River Road Drive, 2464 Burn Street, 2703 Lantern Walk Southeast, 3001 Boogie Circle Southeast, or you've never been associated with these addresses?
2703 Lantern.
I'm sorry, which one you said?
Lantern Walk.
Lantern Walk?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I'm sorry?
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay, and what was the reason for your blank in the for your break in the claim?
I couldn't access the portal correctly, and I did contact someone about it. And then, like I said, after I talked to her, she basically said it was kind of complicated to do it, so I figured I'd have another try.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Are you registered for school or I'm sorry, are you registered for or attending school or training?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation or trade?
Yes.
You said no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying. Oh, okay, because I got a little confused in the last one. You were saying yes to no, or you were saying yes to yes.
Yes to yes.
Okay. And have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Okay. What was your job title and your job description?
I was a kitchen manager at Casual Pints.
Okay, and you said you was a what kind of manager?
Kitchen manager.
A kitchen manager?
Yeah.
Okay, so by kitchen manager, do you mean like food service, the head chef, head cook? First
yeah.
line.
Food service. I just mean the kitchen because it's a like a package bar, and they just had a small kitchen, but they need a kitchen manager to kind of just take care of everything they need to do. And so we're not anything with doing for theaters or anything like that.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation? Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, I'm about to give you a pin. You can use Taxation Reporter portal online. Just let me know when you're ready for that pin.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that pin is 0187. And a way to remember that pin, remember that your pin will always be the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year.
Okay.
All right.
So when I'm like filing my claim and everything, what are the days and everything that are that I'm supposed to that will that I'm able to do a claim per week?
I'm sorry. Say the first part again.
When I'm filing the weekly claim.
Uh-huh.
What are the days that I have to have it in by?
It's Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm about to read you the information and give you the information you may need to file for your weekly.
Okay.
Oh, what's going on? Okay. Oh, Lord. It stuck up under my computer. Okay. Cancel. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your application will remain active for 90 days, and you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must either visit the Alabama Career Centers, well, one of the Alabama Career Centers, or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by internet or telephone in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you file on the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file over the phone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Okay? We have finished your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
All right.